Hello, WICD.
Hello.
Is this Brett Eldridge?
It is. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Brett Eldridge. Hi. We're so excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to talk to you guys. It's been a while.
It has been a minute. Mm-hmm. I feel like ever since you got your dog, Edgar, you stopped interacting with humans.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm slowly, trying to join both together because he can talk. Too, so.
we agree, by the way, that dogs are better than humans anyway. So
yeah,
we're kind of
in that
camp.
How y'all doing?
Good. You know, we me and my wife got we rescued a dog. We do a pet of the week thing here at the radio station, and I think we got our dogs right about the same time. And when we got ours, when she was a puppy, she kind of looked like she might have been Weimaraner, but she was like the dark gray, you know.
All right.
And
yeah,
so I was like, this is cool. She's a Weimaraner, but she's, I think she's mostly blue pit.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm wondering, did you train Edgar a lot yourself? Did you take some classes? We did a puppy class, but your dog has to be the most well-behaved dog we've ever seen, especially on stage and everything.
Yeah, I've done both. You know, I've sent him, he's been to school in Nashville, and I've also done a lot of training of my own with him. And he just has a cool demeanor. As long as he gets treats, especially if he knows he gets paid at some point, he's going to be really good. He's real well behaved.
I think that is part of it, but I really think that a lot of it is that you are one of the very few owners that sing to their dog.
Yes.
And I think more owners need to do this. Rob can play the guitar. He doesn't ever sing to his dog.
My dog is scared of the guitar, though. Or maybe it's just my guitar playing. I don't know.
I think if that gentler guitar and a nice, gentle song, it puts him right to sleep.
Now, we don't want to ruin a surprise or anything, but is Edgar having Santa visit him for Christmas?
That's a good idea.
Is he getting any cool presents? Is he anything on his wish list?
I got to figure that out. I mean, he's got so much stuff. You know, like, all my fans or his fans, I guess, bring him so many toys and treats and everything. He's got, like, all the things any dog could want in the world. So I'm going to try to go around and spread the love with him. And he just wants everybody to be happy. I think that's what he wants.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want everyone to be happy, too.
Oh, good.
I feel like this is an interview specifically for your dog.
No, this is a feel-good interview. And one of the things that makes you feel good is your pet. And we, of course, Rob and I love dogs. And I guess we can start talking about Christmas since we're all talking about feel-good stuff. Because you got your Christmas show coming up on November 30th. It is, right here for the Christmas season. And we're so excited about this.
Yes, it's my first big Christmas show of the year. And really one of my first big public Christmas shows with the big band and everything. And I'm just so excited for everybody to see this. It's became such a big thing for me, which I was hoping it would be one day, but I didn't know when I released it. And, everybody loves Christmas music. So I think that it's going to be a happy, fun-filled night with just a lot of cool, heartwarming moments. And it's a lot of fun, too, where you can sit back, have a drink, dress up nice if you want. I'll be in a tux. So if you want to get all fancified and feeling good out there, feel free to join me.
I do want to say I really appreciate the fact that you're waiting until after Thanksgiving to do this show because there's a lot of people jumping the gun on the whole Christmas thing before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I try to stay. I think any time after the 24th or even on the 24th, it's free to go after it because, it's immediately like the next thing coming up on the calendar. And I think that, all the traditions of Thanksgiving and bringing that kind of warm-heartedness to everything, I think just kicks it all off. So I think anytime Thanksgiving on is good. So when we're at Windsor, we're at Caesars, it's going to be all fair game and everybody's just going to, have a ball. I know I'm going to have a blast, so I can't wait.
Caesars Windsor is a great place to see a show, so it's going to be a great show. And everyone always has their favorite Christmas song, so what is your favorite?
Oof.
It's hard to pick. There's like 18 songs on that Glow album.
Yeah, on the deluxe album. I think that my favorite to listen to is probably White Christmas, Bing Crosby, and then favorite to sing is probably Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas or Oh Holy Night.
I think this kind of all stems from, like, don't you kind of feel like you're from the wrong generation? Like, you feel like you should have been, in the rat pack. With those guys.
Well, yeah, I certainly grew up like listening to a lot of that, and I just love that. I love the I love the coolness of it. And I love putting on a suit and our tux and just kind of that era of, you know, having a glass of whiskey and that just gives you an extra boost of confidence. Well, the whiskey does too, but so does the suit. but I love that era and just the kind of classicness of it. So I wanted to really do it as real and as authentic as I could, and a tip of the hat to all that, but also my own swing of it. And it just happened to turn out really special and definitely one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. So to get to tour it now is definitely a dream. I'm so excited about that.
Well, I dig it, man. I know way back in the day, you sang some Frank Sinatra for us back in this little station I worked at before I was over in Detroit. And I was like, man, you could do a pretty good impression, but it's definitely your own spin on it now.
Yeah. Now it's, you know, I get to do my own songs and do my own thing. And it's just, yeah, man, there's a lot of different influences in there, but it's all just kind of that class. It's supposed to hit you in that classic, you know, nostalgia, feel good. You don't have to think about much, but just feeling the right place in your heart at the right time of year, you know.
And that's the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. The rest of the year.
And that era of songs, like of Christmas music, there's really not a whole lot of newer Christmas songs that become like that is just the era of Christmas music, and it will be that way forever.
Yes, I love that.
we're looking forward to seeing you, man, and happy Thanksgiving. And then once we see you again, we'll be saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll see you guys on the 30th at Windsor.
All right, brother.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for checking in.
Happy Thanksgiving.